Okay, let me reset the scenario. If you recall, Drover and I had just finished a heart-to-heart talk, a very moving discussion about our personal problems. Drover had admitted, I had admitted, it was kind of complicated, so we'll skip the details. The point is that Drover had won his release from prison, and we had saved our friendship from the wicked plot of Wallace the Buzzard. In other words, the cause of justice had been served on a plate of finest china, and we were feasting on something. We were sharing a moment of peace and tranquility. But then I heard a sound, a kind of snapping sound. Drover heard it too. We lifted our heads and found ourselves staring into each other's eyes. I was the first to speak. What was that? Drover rolled his eyes around.
I don't know. I think it came from the feed shed.
The feed shed? I wonder. The feed shed?
Oh my gosh! Do you reckon it could be the trap?
I sprang to my feet and tried to clear the fog out of my bog. The fog out of my head. Feed shed? Trap? I feel there's a connection here, Drover. There's a coon trap in the feed shed, remember?
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
My eyes probed the darkness as the clues began knitting themselves into a pattern. You're right. We've caught something. But you've ignored a very important detail. This time, it's not me in the trap.
I'll be darned.
Which is the best news of the year? Do you see the meaning of this?
Well, let me think.
We've caught the thief, Drover. The same thieving buzzard who caused us so much grief.
Oh, boy!
And I've got even better news, son. We're going to send a scouting party down to the shed.
That'll be fun.
And I'm appointing you to the job. He stared at me for a moment, then rose to his feet and began limping around in a circle.
You know, I'd love to go, but all at once this old leg...
I don't want to hear about your old leg. I promised Slim that I would never go near that trap again, and I won't.
Yeah, but... Oh, my leg!
Soldier, you've gotten your orders, and you will carry them out.
You mean?
Yes. I stuck my nose in his face and showed him some fangs. If you try to slip off to the machine shed like you've done so many times before, I will personally see that you're barbecued over an open fire.
Yeah, but go!
I'll be waiting right here for your report.
Oh, no, no!
He moaned and whimpered, but I showed him Mo Nursery. No mercy. And don't let Wallace sing you any songs. Don't forget, he pulls sneaky tricks. I watched until he disappeared into the darkness. Oh, and I noticed a very interesting detail. He limped and dragged himself along for the first 50 feet. Then his limp vanished. Does that sound suspicious? I thought so. See, for years, I'd been gathering information on Drover's so-called limp. And the file had grown as thick as a Dallas phone book. We still didn't have enough evidence to bring formal charges against the runt, but it was beginning to appear that he was faking that limp. Are you shocked? I know it's hard to believe that a member of the elite guards would stoop to such shabby behavior, but there you are. I would add this latest information to his file. Well, it appeared that everything was working out, and my spirits were soaring. If Drover returned with a good report, the ranch would be rid of a nuisance. Come morning, Slim would find a buzzard in the trap instead of me, and he would be very proud that I had honored my solemn oath to stay away from the trap. Life on the ranch would return to normal, and we would liverly happy afterly. We would live happily ever liverwurst. We would live fooey. Anyway, I was in a great mood. I set the stopwatch of my mind and began counting time. I calculated that Drover should be returning in, 5 minutes. 6 minutes. 10 minutes. With Drover, we have to add a little time for him to dawdle along, stare at the moon, and chase crickets. An hour later, I began to worry. After 2 hours, I had paced a road through the middle of the office. Where was he? Maybe something bad had happened. He'd been voodooed by a buzzard, mugged on his way home, kidnapped by coyotes, lost his way, wandered off into the pasture. With Drover, the list of possible disasters was endless. All my natural instincts told me to go looking for the little mutt. But what if I did and ended up going into the feed shed? That was something I had pledged not to do. And well, a pledge is a pledge. But if anything happened to the little guy, I would never forgive myself. This had become one of the heaviest moral decisions of my whole career. And it seemed a perfect time to, sing a song about the kind of heavy moral decisions that dogs have to face at the top of life's mountain. Here, listen to this.